powerful during these readings in Lent. This first text from Hosea 6, come, let us return to the Lord. Well, you've heard me enough on that, right? Well, that's the word for conversion. In Hebrew, it's shuv, to come back. Shuvah is conversion. Because the norm is fellowship. And sin, we've broken that fellowship. We're not there. So we have to come back to God, who will always take us. You see? And so that's why it says here, you see, let us return to the Lord. It is he who has rent, but he will heal us. He has struck us, but he will bind our wounds. Now, suppose you were, a monk in the desert of Egypt, and you were reading this, and you had all day to think about it. See, how would you do it? You see, he has rent, but would heal us, struck us, and bind our wounds. He will revive us after 2 days, and on the third day, raise us up. One of the great Protestant exegetes says, don't you understand? When Christ rose, all of Israel rose. All of Israel has a chance to be reinstated to God. And so that's why he says it this way, you see. He'll revive us in 2 days. On the third day, he'll raise us up. Now, these are just Hebrew expressions. In a day or so, he'll raise us up. He'll be good to us. But he does say the third day. Okay? Let us know. This is the key to understanding the gospel. Let us know. Let us strive to know the Lord. As certain as the dawn is his coming and his judgment shines forth like the light of day, he will come to us like the rain. If you've ever lived in a very dry climate, you know what that means. You know, in Israel, we have the fall rains and then they stop. And there's no rain until spring. And so it can get pretty dry and the water can dry up and, you know. And then when it comes like boom. And out in the desert, it's like the rain is like water hitting a corrugated box. It hits the tops of the mountains and it just rushes. Digs holes in the ground, and the Israeli army, here are the mountains, here's like Qumran, and here's the Dead Sea, here's this flat plain, here's the road, main road, south, north and south, and then there's the Dead Sea. So this water is rushing down, and it tears up that road every year. And so it's sort of a annual report in the Jerusalem Post. Who won this year, the road or the rain? Well, every year I was there, the rain won. So they had to get out there again and fix the road, you see. So when it comes, you see, it comes. He will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain that waters the earth. And then it goes on to the rest of that text. That's the last line of it that it also pertains to our gospel. They translated, it is love that I desire, not sacrifice. But the word is hesed. And you've heard me 100 times on hesed, right? It's the enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant. Hesed. God has hesed. He's always enthusiastically faithful to the covenant. How many times do we do it? Give thanks to the Lord for he is good, because his chesed is forever. That every line in that Psalm 136, right? Ki la'olam chasdo. And so, it is chesed that I desire. enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant you've made with me. You've joined in this covenant, which is ratified every day on this altar. And I'm looking for fidelity to that covenant. And so, then the gospel. It's everybody knows who the good guy and the bad guy is in the gospel. Huh? And of course, we all identify with the good guy. But let's take a minute to see whether we do or not. Whether, if you pray this text enough, you will understand something of the heart of Jesus. When he gets to that line, you see, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." His whole heart leaps. That's who he is. He's not a sinner, but he's totally identified with us, and there's no way for him to get unidentified because he's a human being now as well as being God, and he has to die. And so, anyway, I guess our Lord was someplace and he was kind of fed up with all this kind of showy piety, and he thought he'd better tell him a little story. And so this is the story he told. There was a Pharisee and a tax collector. I don't know what that would be like. There's a bishop and a dope pusher. I mean, it's pretty extreme. Tax collectors were people who contracted out with the Roman government. And the Roman government said, from this area that you're responsible for, we want $4 million. So the tax collector says, okay. So he goes out to raise $5 million. And the other million is for himself. And that's why it's a lucrative, to buy that contract is quite lucrative. But he's a Jew. And he's charging his compatriots $1 million more than the Roman government wants. And he puts it into his pocket. So he's not too popular. Obviously. That's why tax collectors and sinners. Sinners are the other crooks and the prostitutes. And Jesus went after them because he loved them. And most of them, either got themselves trapped into that or were brought up that way or who was. Anyway, so the Pharisee, he's up in the front. And the Lord says, it's translated pretty well, he spoke this prayer to himself. God doesn't even listening. So, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of men, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector in the back. Boy, you would have to have a lot of nerve to talk that way to God, wouldn't you? But people, I guess, do it. I pay tithes, I fast, And now try to hear the heart of the Lord as he describes this other man who's a crook. He's identified with this man. The tax collector stood off at a distance. He would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Now, in a couple of lines, you see, it's the next line. This one went home justified. So the old monks said, that's the way to go home justified. We're going to pray that way, but we're going to address it to Jesus. And that's the Jesus prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The monks of Mount Athos recite that 3,000 times a day. It's always going on inside their heart. And the reality of it too, if they're sincere. Okay, but listen, can you hear? Jesus is so identified with this man in the story. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. His heart leaps. That man gets it. And while Jesus is infinitely removed from sin, he's that kind of a person. He's that kind of a person. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, And the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Okay? And so, you see, it's just pray. Just every time the Lord, I guess, hears it even now, his heart leaps. He's so identified with that man. He loves that man. He's a crook. But he's on his way. You know, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And so, this goes back to the first reading. You see, I desire, it is love. That's chesed. I desire that you try to be faithful to me and to the covenant you ratify every day on this altar. This is my blood of the new covenant. You see? Not sacrifice. Knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. And what does that mean? That's the Da'at Elohim. It's a theme in Hosea. Put the word recognition in there. Recognize God. And you get it. It's perceiving God and acknowledging him, which is what our word recognize has both of those meanings. Huh? Da'at Elohim means I perceive him and I recognize. You see, if I'm going 70 miles an hour on that road out there and the cop pulls me over, I have to say, officer, I recognize your authority. Right? Well, I have to recognize God all day. Try to keep all that junk out of my head. I recognize your authority, God, but there's more. It's not just recognize. It's be intimate. I recognize you when you come. I recognize you. I know you're here. I recognize you. I know you. And that's this, you see, and that's what this good old sinner here, he does. He recognizes. Who's he asking mercy from? God. And he knows that God is the only one who can give him the mercy he needs. Nobody else. I got to quit. Pray today that our Lord show you how his heart leaps when he tells this parable. When he gets to this line, this crook, you see, tax collector, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus' heart leaps with that. He's so identified with that. He knows he's not a sinner, he's God. But he is so identified.